You were getting stuff into Marvel Comics' Doctor Who comic as well around that time, were you?
Doctor Who, yeah. I mean, I enjoyed doing them. I mean, they were paying me for them. But I've never really been a huge fan of Doctor Who since William Hartnell.
So this slightly inadequate, badly thought-out world, Doctor Who, isn't it? I was very excited to be asked to play a Cyberman.
Really?
Yeah, in a Doctor Who audio recording last year. And, anyway, I did a Cyberman. I was an engineer bloke on this planet. So I did it with a kind of pronounced Birmingham accent because he was supposed to be a kind of, you know, a mechanical sort of character. Then I got taken over by the Cybermen, and I had this great scene where my brain was taken out and I had to go, ah, like that. And you speak through a kind of vocoder or whatever they're called when you're a Cyberman. And I said to the producer, now I'm a Cyberman, even though I've got this robot voice, should I still have elements of a Birmingham accent? And what I wanted to know was, did cyber technology replace just motor neurone functions, or did it affect you at a kind of personality level? And he didn't know the answer. He didn't know. And I felt...
That is a bit of a poser, though, isn't
I know,
it?
Yeah, but you'd think after 40 years of it, there'd be some kind of guidelines for these things.
Yeah. I mean, perhaps that was the first time anyone had thought of putting a cyber brummy into Doctor Who, you know?